Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 18 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'm going to host this show today, and I'm the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and we're going to talk about, or I'm going to talk about, goldmaking in World of Warcraft, which is what I focus on and what I care about. So as usual, I'll be talking through my week in terms of goldmaking. I'll be talking about like the state of the game and what's happening with the game and maybe what that means for what you should focus on. And of course, a discussion point. And this week, I'm going to talk a little bit about the gold cap challenge that I just finished. So I just hit my second gold cap, which I've been documenting through a challenge over the last year. So we're going to talk about like some of the... I've taken a small look at some of the data that I've collected over the challenge. And I'm going to talk a little bit about how it's looked, and I'll be going more in detail into it later, as I'm planning a full-fledged analysis post that's going to come out next Sunday. So that's something to stay tuned for. You also keep in mind that if you want to help support the podcast and help contribute, you can do so through Patreon, and if you pledge $10 or more, you can contribute questions to the podcast that I'll answer about gold making. But enough about that, let's talk about my week. So, the first things first, of course, I finished the gold cap challenge, which felt pretty great, I'd say. It's been a while. I've been working on it for a long while now, actually pretty much exactly on the dot a week and 2 months. A year and 2 months, I mean. Wow, a week and 2 months, that would have been impressive, and a really weird way to talk about time. So I'd say my week went pretty great. Like, I had a huge mailbox on Monday, and I only needed 30k worth of sales to hit gold cap, but I had like 600,000 gold in my mailbox on Monday, which put me clear over the top just in time to finish off 2018 on the right foot, or by finishing the challenge, which is pretty great. We'll talk more about like some of the gold cap challenge, of course. And outside of the challenge, and then since I finished the challenge, I didn't focus too much on that realm for the rest of the week. What I have been doing is buying a ton of battle pets, because I really want to get into battle pets and BOE flipping. And I don't want to spend a lot of gold on BOEs right now, because we're like a week away from Desire Allure opening up and the new BOEs getting introduced. So I'll probably be starting to buy a lot of BOEs in about 2 weeks. I think I want to start up my BOE buying again. So I've been buying a ton of battle pets. Right now I post about 80 to 90 pets per realm where I'm flipping, and I'm doing about 7 realms. But I want to double my amount of pets at least if I can. Like Vades, who's like the most well-known battle pet flipper, he posts about 300, 400 pets per realm. And I'm going to have to surpass him if I want to reach like 1 billion gold, which is my current goal, long-term goal. So I really need to increase my volume by a large amount, both in terms of number of pets and number of realms. So that's something. I've bought a ton of duplicates though, which means that I can add a couple of new realms if I want to quite easily. It's just a question of having the time to post auctions on them. So my battle pet shopping included like one single 800,000 gold shopping session on one of my realms, which is pretty crazy amount of gold. It's been a while since I've spent that much on a single session, so that was fun. Now for the challenge realm where I finished the gold cap challenge, I immediately bought the Brutosaur mount for 5 million gold, because that was something I was planning to reward myself with when I finished the challenge. So I went ahead and bought that, and right now I'll probably be just reposting the auctions I have. I'm probably not going to spend too much time crafting going forwards, just reposting my auctions and adding battle pets and doing more BOEs when Desire Allure opens. That's the plan for that realm, and I want to just run it similarly to how I run most of my other realms. And I'll probably just be trying to enjoy the game on my main account for a little while. I've had the gold cap challenge running for so long that I've pretty much focused almost all of my World of Warcraft time on stuff that contributes to the challenge. So I want to take like a small step away from a challenge and just enjoying the game. Bit less structured for a while. So I'll probably just work on some mount farming and whatever else that I want to work on. Maybe I'll do some Mythic Plus, try to actually view some of the raids from BFA and some of that stuff that I haven't really touched at all yet. So if we take our focus from my week and onto the game, it's about a week until Dazar'alar opens, so now is the right time to stock up for the raid. Now I personally don't really plan on stocking up on anything specifically for the raid opening up. I've had mixed results with doing this in the past, and as I said last time, I think you definitely need to take a deep dive into the history of prices on your realm to make sure that there's a large enough raiding population to support a price increase on some of the materials. That being said, if you want to stock up on anything, it's definitely stuff that's related to consumable crafting. Some of the materials that are probably that are most in demand are going to be like Riverbud, Anchorweed, Platinum Ore, Veiled Crystals. I think those are some of the main candidates for stuff that you could buy up to sell for a higher price after the raid opens. I think that the best thing that you can do is, if you have the crafting professions, just buy some extra materials and craft some extra enchants and stuff like that, because prices will definitely... they're very, very unlikely to fall from now on until the raid opens. So if you're just buying materials at regular prices right now and you can turn them into the finished items, then I think you're going to be in a good spot. If you haven't already, getting any rank 3 recipes you're missing for enchanting or alchemy, definitely now is the time. Alchemy has been really bad for a lot of players this expansion. So if you're doing alchemy, definitely check out some of the ideas that I've used to sell flasks in the past, where I use a lot of different stack sizes and don't try to be the cheapest one on the auction house, but I do try to be the cheapest one if you want to buy like a random stack of 4 or whatever. That's always worked out pretty well for selling flasks. So outside of that, like, don't be afraid to stock up on enchants or gems, especially if you have the time to repost a lot on reset days. Those are always good sellers, especially when a raid tier is new and there's a lot of upgrades going around. And enchants and jewels or gems are always selling. People will always upgrade their gear. They may not always go full pots, but they'll always add enchants to their gear if they're raiders, at least in my experience. So, now that we've talked about the game, let's talk about the discussion point this week, which is my initial thoughts on how the gold cap challenge went, and going into some of the data that I collected, because I collected a lot of the data that I put into the posts. I've also recorded in Excel so I can look at it and look at stuff like my sales per week and total sales and a lot of other stuff. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. So first things first, I spent about a year and 2 months from when I started till I finished. When I started the challenge, that was on the same realm where I, before that, did a 0 to 1 million gold challenge, where I just started with a level 1 character and nothing else, and got to level 110 at the time and 1 million gold as quickly as I could, which also took me about a year. But after that, I bought Mimiron's Head on the Black Market Auction House, and I bought a bunch of Spirits of Harmony. So when I started the gold cap challenge, I had 140,000 gold, and I had 2.5 million gold worth of auctions posted on the auction house. So since that time, I've generated about 500 hours of slash played time across my two accounts. So obviously a substantial amount of that, about 337 of those hours were on the bank account or my banker, and the other hours were on my main account where I had my high level characters and my crafters, etc. That's how much time I spent. So if we take the highest amount of hours spent on a single account, that's the 337 hours on my auction house account, which comes out to an average of about 50 minutes a day of slash played. Which isn't like a crazy amount, but like it's not nothing either. So you can compare that. That's sort of about the time I spent I'm using just the time spent on one account because I usually run with both of them open at the same time. And there's obviously a substantial amount of time on probably both accounts where I'm AFK doing nothing or I forgot to log out, especially on the banker where I just probably sit AFK between scans and not do anything. So it'd be interesting to see like the exact played time where I was actually doing stuff. But as far as I know, there's no way to get that data from World of Warcraft. So we'll just have to live with the total played and that I spent about 50 minutes a day on average. So, and then throughout the challenge, depending on how you viewed my played time, if we take all 500 hours, then I made about 16,000 gold per hour played. If we take the 337 hours, then it's about 30,000 gold per hour, 31,000 actually. And then if we take like just the 270 hours on the account where I had the crafters, then it's 38,000 gold. Which includes stuff like leveling to 120 and running emissaries for rep and stuff that isn't exactly related to gold making. Especially lately on my warrior where I've been just doing emissaries, not because I plan to use it for gold making, but just because I want to get exalted for fun. Now, for those of you who remember the 0 to 1 million challenge or followed that, during that challenge I had about 7,000 gold per average, which included starting a character from scratch at level 1 with literally nothing, and leveling it to max level, and then generating gold. So I'd say I doubled that on this challenge, if we take all of the hours. I'm not sure like what's the most correct amount of actual hours spent at the computer to generate this gold, which is hard to do when you have two accounts. But I think that with the AFK time and with the like actual AFK time and the implied time spent doing stuff that just isn't pure gold making, I think the gold per hour numbers are pretty good. Even at 16,000 gold per hour played, I think that's pretty good if we add all of the hours together. And we know that it's less than that since I have both accounts open usually. So if you compare that to like farming, even at 16,000 gold per hour, that's like a decent farm, I'd say. That's something that might be worth doing, depending on what it is. I know there are farm spots that have higher GPA, but I don't like, since I don't farm, I don't know exactly the level of farming, but I think it shows that my gold making strategies work and that they're fairly time efficient. So another interesting stat is my overall profit margin, because I've recorded my total sales and my total gold spent. So I spent 41 million gold throughout the challenge, and I've had sales worth 51 million gold. So that means that my average profit margin on my gold spent is about 25%, which is pretty good. As you may or may not know, most of my crafting markets and my flipping markets and my TSM settings are aimed at generating a minimum profit margin of about 20% before we consider the auction house cut. So in actual sales, I'll be generating a slightly smaller profit margin because the auction house takes a cut of 5% of each of your sales. So overall, this indicates that my strategy is working, like I'm generating at least 20... I'm easily generating more than 20% profit margin on my sales and on my markets on average, which is really good. I think I'd want my profit margin to actually be slightly higher than 25% if I wanted to go longer. But it definitely depends a lot on how much sales you're getting in a single week, and there's definitely variations over time in terms of profit margin and when you're looking at gold spent versus gold earned. There's also the fact here that it's pretty hard to evaluate like the value of my auction house, because right now my auction house is about 7 million and I started the challenge with 2.5 million on the auction house. So maybe I have actually a profit of 5 million more. I don't know. I think that just using the total gold spent and the total gold earned over the challenge is a pretty good indicator, at least. We could, if we added the 5 million, then I'd be looking at a profit margin that's closer to 34%, which is really good. So I think that my strategy is definitely working. And I think that, of course, there's also the fact that lately I've been selling some BOEs at probably a loss or close to break even. Yeah, overall, I think the profit margin is really good. I think it just shows that a lot of the markets that I've been doing have been working. There is something that's not too good, though. Because if we break down the gold spent and the sales and the gold spent since BFA launched, then we'll see that I've generated 28 million in sales since BFA launched, which is a bit over half of the gold that I've generated. And I've spent 24 million since BFA launched. So my BFA profitability is quite a bit lower than my overall numbers, because it's at 17% profit margin. But there are some factors here that are going to confound the numbers a bit. Like, for instance, I sold off a bunch of stuff just before BFA launched because I was unloading all of my BOEs, for instance. So I'd be essentially selling them at fire sale prices to unload them, which would generate a lot of sales there. And that was gold that some of it I'd spent before I even started the challenge, because I was flipping BOEs or the Legion BOEs for a long while before I even started the gold cap challenge data collection. So that's one thing that's definitely not makes the data look a little bad. And then, of course, we have the fact that this is just the first 6 months of BFA, and probably like BOEs from now on to the rest of the BOA. Or to the end of the BFA is going to be generating a bigger actual profit margin as I get more to the point where my my spend and my sales is on the same level every week. Because when I was buying BOEs to get started, I spent a lot of gold. A lot of gold. At one point, I think I'd spent 6 million and had like 3 million or 4 million in sales that far just in BOEs. So that's definitely a long-term market. I think I definitely want to drill down and see if I can figure out which markets have been best in terms of generating profit and a profit in liquid gold. And we also have the fact that I don't know how to value my stockpile of materials, but that's like, now we're getting into the nitty-gritty of details that just aren't that interesting. Some other fun stats, though, include the most gold I spent in a single week, which was 3.6 million gold. That's a lot of gold spent in a single week. I want to go back to that week and just figure out what I spent my gold on. Because that's a lot of gold. Probably bought a ton of BOEs and a lot of materials. and then the most gold I earned in a single week, which actually is slightly smaller than that. My biggest week in sales was 2.9 million gold, which is still a lot of gold in sales, like 3 million gold in a week, that's a lot. I think I overall like barely made gold that week because I spent something like 2.6 million or something. So it's just like 300k and liquid gold increased. But of course, my auction house value was increasing at the time as well. So those are like some of the first things I've looked at. I haven't dived into the data yet and I want to do that, look more at stuff like the graph for liquid gold and the graph for auction house value, and see if there's any correlations between like the gold you spend and the gold you make. And I want to see if I can figure out like which markets or which sales generated the most amount of gold in terms of actually increasing your liquid gold. And figuring out if I'm actually in a profit on the BOEs yet, or if I'm still losing gold or breaking even on that market. Because it definitely generates a large amount of gold in terms of liquidity. You're spending a lot of gold and you're making a lot of gold because the sales are so big. But I want to make sure that it's actually making me gold in terms of profits as well. That's something we'll look into on the blog next week. We may talk some more about it on the podcast. I'll see. It depends on the format, because some of this is way better to do with stuff like graphs, and that just doesn't lend itself to an audio-only medium. I need to show this and not just talk about it. I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you enjoyed following the Gold Cap Challenge. I'll definitely be running some more challenges, and I have some plans for some like more short-term 30-day challenges that I'll be doing throughout 2019. If you enjoy the show and want more content about gold making, then head to the blog at thelazygoldmaker.com, where I write 3 times a week. If you want to support the show, you can do so through patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. You'll get early access to all of the episodes, as well as access to my TSM setup. You can also check me out on Twitch if you like streaming. I'm at twitch.tv/lazygoldmaker, and you can find me there on Mondays and Wednesdays, usually. So that's it for me today. I hope you all have a very profitable week. Good night, guys.